Joining me now, it's J-Man, weedandwhiskey.tv, his website and show. You should check that out. Jerry Joyner, the J-Man on the Scott Sands Show. It's finally here. It's finally happened after years and years of conversation and controversy and discussion and votes. Recreational marijuana legal in Ohio this week.
On Thursday, I believe.
Thursday, if all goes well, the state legislature is still trying to screw this up. Our friend State Legislator Mike Rooley is head of the committee that's trying to change what the people of Ohio voted for. And they're trying to eliminate some of the things that were in Issue 2, which passed overwhelmingly a few weeks ago. They're trying to eliminate things like home grow.
56 to 43, I believe, is what I saw.
Right.
Issue 2.
Which, for a state like Ohio, I mean, that's quite convincing. So, starting Thursday, just some of the things that we could talk about each one of these individually. Adults age 21 and older may possess, smoke, and transport up to 2.5 ounces of legally obtained cannabis and 15 grams of extract. Let's start with this one. 21 seems like a good age, same age as drinking. That makes sense. If we're gonna legislate marijuana like alcohol, then let's make it 21. 2.5 ounces, is that a lot?
You know, for J-Man, that's a week and a half worth of supply. If it's just me by myself,
right?
And a lot of people, that lasts them a whole quarter. you know, it just kind of depends on their usage.
15 grams of extract. That I would assume that would be like maybe vape or wax or gummies or something?
Well, it wouldn't be the gummies, but it would be, when we say extract, that could be a tincture, that could be a wax or a dab or a shatter. They got all kind of names for that stuff that doesn't look like marijuana to me, Scott. You know, for 50 years I've been using this, and only till recently did it look like drugs that I stayed away from.
So, also, as passed by Issue 2, and this is what the state legislature may screw up and change. Adults may grow up to 6 plants in their residence, 12 plants if more than one person 21 or older lived there. That seems to be one of the most popular aspects of marijuana legalization, and they're trying to take that away.
You know, in today's time, a lot of people like to plant vegetables. They grow tomatoes, plant them a little herb garden. Why not let them with their plant-based medicine or even mushrooms? Not the kind that make you trip out and everything, but there's a lot of evidence that these mushrooms are starting to have good effects on people. You know, it sounds great, Scott, until you see what the Senate's proposed changes would be that they're feverishly trying to do to y'all right now.
It's great. I've said this from the very beginning, that even if this was passed by 100% of the population in Ohio, the state legislature, the people under the direction of Governor DeWine and the Attorney General would change it. I mean, this is, and look, the issue two that was just passed was not a great issue. It was not well worded. It's better than the last constitutional amendment that was proposed in Ohio. There are still a lot of economics that I don't like about this. We still have a lot of questions about taxation, but this is what the people have wanted, and I think it's worth a shot.
It's great. It's great, Scott, that they the politicians there say, the governor says, you know, this is what the people voted for, and so we're going to make it legal for 21 and above to have access to this. But when you look at these changes, they completely rewrote everything that I believe is what the people voted for.
Exactly.
Growing it at home. You can't grow at home now.
Wholesale changes being made by the legislature. And I'm going to call on the carpet all of my friends of the state legislature for changing what the people voted for.
50% increase on the tax.
Yeah.
The tax is spent. Now goes to the state.
Part of the reason why the legalization of recreational marijuana, medicinal marijuana, is good is it helps to eliminate the black market. And it's part of an overall policy of criminal justice reform. But if you're going to overtax the drugs, people are still going to go to the black market to buy them.
Exactly, Scott. It doesn't help the issues or the problems. It lets people have opportunities to get products that haven't had a proper certificate of analysis done to make sure it doesn't have hard metals and there's a trail of of where it came from and all these things. It doesn't, it's just going to make that continue. And now people are going to be mad, in my opinion. Hey, wait, we can't get what we thought we were getting. Well, they're going to continue to thrive the black market, which is 75% greater than the legal market in any state that it's been looked at.
Or they'll just keep driving over the state line to Michigan to buy it there. We're talking to J-Man. Weedandwhiskey.tv is his website, a show which you should watch. Let's talk about, after this becomes legal, the transportation and carrying it in possession. One of the things that I've seen in a lot of cases, I watch on Patrol Live, on Reels a lot, on Live PD. So one of the things I've seen when people get pulled over with weed and they claim to have a medicinal marijuana card is it's got to be in an official container. So if you're going to transport it, it's got to be legally obtained. You just can't carry around a bunch of joints that you rolled up at home. You can't carry a bag of buds. You've got to have it in, I guess, a sealed container that you bought at the cannabis shop. Is that right?
Well, the more that you make sure and follow the protocols, the better it is for everybody. It's no different than having maybe you've got a one pill bottle that's got two Adderall, that's got four Xanax, you know, because that's what somebody takes. J-Man don't take pills, okay? He just smokes pot and eats gummies. But, you know, so now what happens with that? I question my wife when we fly. Hey, don't keep those in the bottles that they came in if you're going to have those, just because you don't know what's going to happen. But we need to make sure people aren't smoking when they're driving or under the influence, no different than we do with alcohol. And they're working on some methodologies to where they can better check people other than just, hey, it smells like pot.
Yeah, I think driving under the influence of alcohol is more dangerous than we're seeing from the effects of people who are smoking. People are already smoking pot. Let's be frank about this. What this does is it brings it out of the darkness. It generates tax revenue for the state and hopefully drives away the criminal element involved in the black market. But again, not if the state legislature screws that up.
Not when they throttle it back like this. And, you know, what they really ought to be looking at is the benefits that other states have seen, where recreational legal marijuana for 21 and up passed. Okay, and it was easy for people to get it, and you didn't have to wait 2 or 3 years or 9 months. Right now, those licenses won't be issued for at least 9 months is what I've read.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, health insurance premiums went down because people were using less opioids. That's in California, Nevada, Maine, and Massachusetts. Those four states have shown that their health insurance premiums went down because less people were getting opioids, and they attribute it directly to people starting to use THC-based products.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
We've got at least 9 months before we start to see any dispensaries opening up around Ohio. Probably longer if I had to guess. It took almost 2 years for apps, for the betting apps, to be able become operational in the state after sports wagering was legalized in Ohio. So I think the state legislature, the governor's office, will continue to drag their heels on licensing and allowing grow farms to set up. I think we're more than a year away from seeing a dispensary anywhere in town. I could be wrong about that, but we'll watch that. The legalization does go into effect Thursday. We're still unclear on a lot of the details. One of the more interesting aspects of this is that in Ohio, they're limiting consumption to in your own home, on your own property. And if you're in an apartment somewhere, that apartment, your landlord, even if you're renting a house, your landlord could say, yeah, I know it's legal, but you can't do it here. So that they retain that right, which I'm actually fine with. That's part of property ownership, but it is something everybody needs to be aware of.
You've got to respect other people's rights, and, you know, it's no different than nicotine. We went through a process of cigarette smoking. It was harmful for people, and other people didn't want to be around that. They shouldn't be subject to that. It's the same way with this, but most people with marijuana, they want to get off away from people instead of blowing it in people's face, you know.
Right.
And drinking and eating, you know, that's the other thing, Scott, that's really changed. In my generation, we were all, you smoked it, either a joint or a pipe or a bong. And now people are drinking and eating these gummies, which are legal in Ohio. You can go to D.P. Rogers in Rogers, Ohio, and buy a pack of THC gummies. 100% legal. They will make you test positive for a drug test, and they'll give you a little buzz. They're in a lot of places. Some of these products are good, and tell your listeners, some of them are not good. Make sure they got a good C of A, a certificate of analysis. But there's plenty of ways legally people can get THC products in Ohio. And, it's not just regulated away with the extra tax on it.
And that's a good point, too. It's the COA, the Certificate of Authenticity, the quality that you're getting. You're going to get higher quality with the legalization here. And you no longer run the risk. I don't know if this is a big problem or not, but you're not going to be worried about marijuana or gummies getting laced with fentanyl or other more dangerous drugs, buying it on the street.
That's probably the best thing that you've said, that we've said right now. You know, somebody I was talking to said everyone should have Narcan. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Narcan and Naloxone. Yeah.
Yeah, you have it in your purse, have it in your glove box. It's killing us here in America, and we need to be prepared when people have that. But yes, you're right. Regulated chains of, do you want to buy potato chips that somebody made in their backyard? Okay, versus somebody that's been manufacturing properly, and they're always going to be consistent, because you don't know what, especially with this stuff. One cookie might have way more than another cookie and have a totally different effect on two different people.
We're talking to our weed expert, the J-Man, weedandwhiskey.tv. What are you seeing when it comes to employers in states where marijuana has been legalized? In Ohio, as with I think every other state, employers can still enforce a marijuana consumption policy that may include termination if you're caught under the influence. And a lot of employers will continue their pre-hiring drug screening or random drug screening of employees. Your thoughts on this and how it's been rolled out in other states?
I'm a proponent of regulated jobs. You're driving a big truck, you're driving an airplane, anything that you're responsible for a lot of other people when you're doing this, it should be tested often and making sure everything is whether it's marijuana or big pharma. But just because you have a prescription for something, we've got a huge problem. You know, we talk about, well, we don't want people having the marijuana on the job. How many people are all hyped up on pharmaceuticals, you know?
Yeah.
So having where an employer can ask somebody, hey, are you having a problem? We need to do this, and a way to validate that where people's jobs aren't in jeopardy. Scott, I know you're not a partaker, but if somebody can go to another state where legally they consume something, come back to their state, not be under the influence whatsoever, but it's still in their system for a little while. I got a little extra tummy, you know. It's in my body for forever, it seems like. But
I mean, it does. Pot will stay in your system for a good 25, 30, 35 days, maybe even a little bit longer than that. So if you smoke a joint on vacation and you come back and get a random drug test at work 3 weeks later, it's still going to show up. And I think that's kind of a gray area that needs to be. Obviously, you work for a company, you know what their policy is, you know that's always a risk. But you're not under the influence of pot 3 weeks later. That feeling, the euphoria, is dissipated 24 hours later.
And we've seen, because of the job pool market, so many people now use these products. Amazon, Microsoft, IBM, they no longer test for marijuana as a pre-employment condition. They do test for other narcotics and other things, but not, marijuana won't keep you. Even the FBI changed their position.
Did they really?
Scott, you could have never used marijuana and apply for a special agent. And about 7 years ago, they said, okay, you could not have used it in the last 5 years. Recently, you could have not used it in the last year. If, as long as you didn't use it in the last year, you could apply to be a special agent. Okay? So the CIA, it's 30 days. If you've not used marijuana in the last 30 days, you can apply to become an officer for the Central Intelligence. Okay? And the NSA, if you can hack a computer and be a good guy, bring your bong in the bunker. No, they had to do this, you know?
They had to. What's coming up on Weed and Whiskey TV? What kind of shows you got in the near future?
Well, we're going to launch in 2024 a new episodic series of season two of Higher Than Space. Two aliens that came down trying to take Willie's Reserve cannabis and Jim Beam whiskey. We'll let you know about that the next time that we talk. But we're excited about that.
I can't wait to talk to you. I'll probably check in after the state legislature screws things up Thursday.
Be interesting to see. Let's keep our fingers crossed for the people of Ohio. 56% of them wanted the rules that they had set down there.
That's what I think. J-Man, weedandwhiskey.tv. Check out the website.